Adam. Now he did not evolve. Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, A is for Adam. Well, Ken, how could anyone get the idea that Adam evolved from reading the creation account in the book of Genesis?
Well, Mark, because many Christians have been indoctrinated to believe in evolution, some have tried to somehow fit molecules to man evolution with the Bible's account of creation. Now, this is called theistic evolution. These people say God must have taken an ape and made a soul for it to become a man. But in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, we read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." Now, I've heard some Christians say, well, the dust must represent the ape that God used to form the man. Well, let's be consistent here and read what God said to Adam in Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, after sin. "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return unto the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and unto dust you shall return." If the dust in chapter 2 means an ape, then what sort of ape did Adam return to when he died? No, this is nonsense. Adam didn't evolve. He was created directly from dust, just as it states in Genesis.
A question that we're often asked at our ministry relates to one of Adam's children, Cain. And it was a question also posed at the Scopes trial. Where did Cain find his wife? Ken Ham has actually written a booklet on that intriguing question, and you can read it on our website, answersradio.com. The free booklet is available at answersradio.com.